So take a deep breath and focus on an issue that has been uppermost in your mind. Focus on this issue that's been something that's been troubling you, a problem you want to solve. And now that you're in that greater mind space, maybe you'll be able to see it even from a different perspective. But write it down, something you've been wrestling with for a while. And even write just a few words describing this issue. And I'll give you a little bit of time now to do that. So now as you prepare to have a meeting with your psychological aspect and to go deep into the territory of that part of yourself, you want to organize yourself for this opportunity. So collect any metaphysical tools or even objects that you might need, any energetic books or equipment that is important for you, to meet the energy being who represents within you the elegant brilliance of cosmic mind. So more than your own nature or your own accomplishments, this part of you is the manifest real potential of what you're capable of as a soul. And so you pack your travel bag and you fill your pockets. Don't forget your touchstone in your pocket. And you begin to walk through the garden gate. Down the path to the big clearing in the trees. And there you're met by the navigator who hands you the divine map and says, no, you go ahead, you take the map. I will wait here for you in the clearing. And so you travel on alone. And you go down past the big stone, the enormous, enormous boulder with the petroglyphs written all over it, the magic symbols of your life. And you put your hand in your pocket, feeling that touchstone and just taking in the petroglyphs, changing, ever-changing information. And you go down across the creek on the log and around the corner. And you now stand in front of the doorway to the temple of the four aspects. And feeling your touchstone, you contemplate the entry. And today we will experience through guided meditation the mystical formula that makes you who you are from body to spirit. And that formula will be all through your writing, the writing you're going to do today. So you reach out for the doorway, and as it swings wide open, you call out for your psychological aspect and call them by name. And call them loud. Don't hesitate to call them with force and enthusiasm. Breathing deep. A And as they appear just out of a mist, say out loud to them, "Hello, thank you for answering my call. I want to go to the psychological realm. And I want to visit the home of the mind and of thought, of reason and inspiration. And quite suddenly, a vortex opens and you're both drawn into it. You're literally transported to a vast temple with huge alabaster columns and enormous arching spans. The ceiling is very, very high, and a dome above it is exquisitely beautiful, shimmering and golden. As you look around you, you can see various teachers speaking to groups of students and followers, people who are fascinated by what they have to say. This is the temple of wisdom. It is the realm of the intellect, of profound thought and ideas, where all paradigms are shifting constantly and creative expression is the word of the day. Everywhere you look, you see incredible beings, beings that you know of from history, communing, sitting in contemplation, or even learning from greater masters. Write down your first impression of the realm of the intellect now. As you stroll through the Temple of Wisdom, you pass doorways that open onto small courtyards. In one, you can see Plato in his Grecian robes, teaching eager students of philosophy, engaged in a fascinating and lively discourse. And in the next one, Eleanor Roosevelt is teaching conflict resolution with Henry David Thoreau. They love team teaching. As you keep walking, you pass Georgia O'Keeffe teaching a composition class and moving objects energetically as she does. In the next courtyard, Leonardo da Vinci, with his bright light, is giving a drawing masterclass, focusing, as always, on spirals. You You come to a larger courtyard, and Albert Einstein and Marie Curie are holding an informal debate, again, about the morality of synthesis, and actively disagreeing about a very fine point. Everywhere you look, there are brilliant minds in conversations, passionate argument, and animated discussion. Laughter is easy, uplifting is always, and paradigms are shifting left and right. Now your psychological aspect leads you to the one teacher you most wanted to see, the one being who can give you the information you're seeking right now. This being that the psychological aspect is taking you to is an inspiration and a teacher to them, to your psychological aspect. And now you go before them. So this being is a great wizard, a sovereign chemist who mixes your self-worth, your self-awareness, your self-assertion, and many other properties of who and what you are and what you can become. Now the chemist holds the formula for your highest expression. And your psychological aspect respects them completely. The chemist is a brilliant magician, and they have tools and take actions, and they hand you empowered objects and even offer an opportunity to you to learn about who you truly are and what you can achieve. And so you sit down with the sovereign chemist and receive your lessons and all the gifts they offer. Write down a description of what the sovereign chemist is like and what you receive from them. And do that now. And so now you bring your writing to a close and you thank the chemist for everything that they have given you. And you go with your psychological aspect through the courtyard and out into another larger courtyard. And you're walking to the Fountain of Possibilities. And in this large courtyard, there are exotic flowers and brilliant colored blossoms and plants surrounding the whole courtyard, which is made of a kind of living marble that breathes and responds to your energy, flushing with color as you pass. And this is where you can drink in your sovereignty. So as you approach the fountain, you see a whole bunch of gourds laying there, and you pick up one and fill it with fresh water from the fountain and take in the fluid that contains both ethical integrity and the miracle of ownership mixed with other critical components of your own beautiful sovereign nature. Now write down what you're drinking in. You can feel the incredible sovereignty pulsing through your physical body, exerting its influence on every single molecule, every cell in your body, responding to this awakened feeling. And now feeling restored and ready to exert true dominion over the deeper purpose, focus, and direction of your soul's journey, you're led now by your wise psychological aspect to a very small sanctuary with a deep blue entry portal. You breathe in deeply now. And as you exhale, follow your psychological aspect inside to find your own extragenesis, the moment before and above creation that is the spark of life. So you're now looking into a reflective orb to see the emptiness, the void before the spark. The moment that precedes every single creative thought, original idea, or concept, you are looking deep into the mystery. The true gift of your psychological aspect. You can feel yourself cracking open to possibilities, ideas arising in you, things you thought were beliefs falling aside, and freedom rising before you, the potential before thought. This is you experiencing extragenesis. And now, as you're cleared out and ready, ask your psychological aspect any question you have of them now. Ask them now. Thank them in advance. Thank you for answering my question. And then listen and write it down. And now bring back home all these experiences and gifts to your mind, your body, and your spirit. You're automatically transported beyond the temple of the four aspects, and you hold within you the potential of who you are, your embodied hope, order, acceptance for a more successful life. A life that's more on purpose and in alignment with who you truly are. As you breathe in, you walk out the door of the temple and cross over the log and the stream, around the boulder, and into the clearing, where you return the divine map. And thank the navigator for holding space for you the way they do. Your psychological aspect stays with the navigator, waving goodbye as you return back up the path through the gate and all the way back to your home.